We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, loving viewer. Thank you for your company today on Otwalta News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 analog system and Channel 288 digital system on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Villitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Cuban and British neurologist co-host a forum. In Ecology News, the Bang Yang Royal Project provides income-generating opportunities for villagers in Thailand. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Akshaya Trust, whose members bring hot vegetarian meals 3 times a day to individuals in need in Madurai, India. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 9th at sunset, Yom HaShoah, or Israel's Independence Day, begins, celebrating its establishment as a state in 1948. Israel has numerous natural protected areas. The Qumran National Park is the home of the renowned ancient manuscripts Dead Sea Scrolls. Another safeguarded site is the Coral Beach Nature Reserve, one of the most densely populated coral reefs in the world. Well-known Israelis include Her Excellency Golda Meir, the country's first female prime minister, distinguished violinist and conductor Maestro Ishtak Perlman, and acclaimed pianist and conductor Maestro Daniel Barenboim. We wish the God-loving citizens of Israel a memorable Yom HaShoah.
Hawaiian News. U.S. officials warn of worst disaster to come with Mississippi River floods. Residents along the swelling Mississippi River, the longest river system in North America, are being urged to evacuate before the arrival of the next bout of storms, expected in the coming days and weeks. With thousands of families already displaced due to inundation, people in places like Memphis, Tennessee, and the Mississippi Delta region are bracing for the biggest floods in nearly a century as the crest continues to move south. Upon first hearing of the developing disaster on May 7, Supreme Master Ching Hai had asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed and to go if possible to assist the most vulnerable, such as the elderly and children. With her deep love and prayers, she also said that emergency funds would be available. Our appreciation, officials, personnel, and volunteers working to safeguard people's lives. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. With heaven's grace, let us quickly turn to kinder, eco-conscious ways to restore the protection of the planet.
Lives lost as floods and landslide hit Indonesia. As of Saturday, May 7th, at least 17 people had perished and 4 were seriously injured after flash floods and landslides occurred in West Java. Torrential rains that triggered a landslide in Garut District, blocking the Chikasso River and leading to flash flooding. A rescue team joined locals in searching for 2 missing people while thousands of residents were displaced as their homes were submerged, with dozens damaged and a number of power lines collapsed. Environmentalists have meanwhile warned that logging and lack of reforestation are making Indonesia particularly vulnerable to such disasters.
Upon hearing of the calamities, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her deep sympathies and prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please contact local officials to see if aid is necessary. Saying that emergency funds are available, she asked that they go, if possible, to assist the most vulnerable, such as the elderly and children without caregivers.
Our appreciation rescuers and individuals working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate concern. May such destructive events be alleviated as humanity quickly transitions to nobler eco-balancing ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out. People across the world continue to find their voices and march in demand of basic human rights, including improved job opportunities, living conditions, and increased participation in their governments as they gather in countries such as Bahrain, Egypt, Libya, Mexico, Palestine, and Syria.
In Mexico, a three-day national march for justice and peace led by poet Javier Cecilia, whose son was kidnapped and killed by organized crime groups, arrived in Mexico City, where participants reiterated calls for an end to the violence as they received messages of support from President Felipe Calderón and Mexico City Mayor Marcelo Ebrard.
In Libya, pro-government forces used helicopters painted falsely with Red Cross insignias to bomb four large fuel storage tanks in the besieged city of Misrata, causing a huge fire which spread to another four tanks, which were the city's only source of fuel. Revolutionaries had contacted the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, before the attack, and conveyed their frustration when NATO did not respond by assisting with enforcement of the no-fly zone in that area to protect citizens.
The Bahraini military public prosecution announced it was trying 21 activists, 14 of whom have been arrested, and the rest who will be tried in absentia, on charges of subversion and complicity with an anti-government organization. Several well-known political leaders who have participated in the peaceful protests are among those being charged, including activists Akil Ahmed Al-Maoud and Wa'ad party leader Ibrahim Sharif.
Syrian security forces and tanks entered the cities of Tafas and Homs Sunday, May 8th, with a Syrian rights campaigner who reported that they had killed at least six people in and near Banias on Saturday. Activists organizing the Facebook page, The Syrian Revolution 2011, called upon President Bashar al-Assad to organize free elections to be held in the next 6 months, stating that if he could help Syria transition to a peaceful democracy, he would be the pride of Syria. They also called for him to stop the shooting of protesters, to allow peaceful demonstrations, release all political prisoners, and to encourage diversity.
Syrian human rights group Sawazia reports that up to 800 civilians have been killed over the past 7 weeks by government security forces attempting to repress the pro-democracy protesters. In Egypt, 12 people died and another 232 were injured when violence was sparked between Muslims and Coptic Christians in Cairo on Saturday while a nearby Christian church was also burned. As the Coptic Christian community called for greater protection, the Egyptian cabinet held an emergency meeting to address the situation and said that additional security measures would be implemented. The next day, hundreds gathered in the city of Alexandria, calling for unity between religions. Egypt's highest religious authority, Al-Azhar, also held an emergency meeting, after which the Grand Mufti urged a national reconciliation conference.
An estimated 500 African migrants were saved in what Italian Coast Guard officials referred to as a miracle rescue, as their boat was severely damaged after hitting rocks near Lampedusa Island Friday night. The combined effort of the Coast Guard, as well as locals in small boats and others who beamed bright lights, allowed all to be saved, including many women and children.
With deep sympathies for the loss of life, we pray for the cessation of all conflicts and the dawn of peace in every country as people across the globe decide to live side by side in freedom, dignity, and peace.
This is such a...
Beatles star Sir Paul McCartney engaged. The legendary British musician has proposed to Ms. Nancy Shevel, a New York, USA heiress and businesswoman, with their engagement announced on Friday, May 6th. The couple has been seeing each other for the past 4 years and are thought to be set for a wedding ceremony this summer. Our heartfelt congratulations, Sir Paul McCartney, on your engagement to Ms. Nancy Shevel. May your blessed union bring the two of you abundant happiness and love to continue sharing with your families and the world.
Calls for Kiev Zoo to close. A growing number of animal rights organizations have been expressing concern for animals at the Ukrainian zoo, with documented poor living conditions, malnutrition, and inadequate medical care that has led to the deaths of hundreds of animals. In addition, some specimens of rare species have gone missing, with reports that they have been illegally sold. Most recently, Ukrainian prosecutors opened a criminal investigation, citing some 50% of the zoo's animals that have either died or disappeared over just a two-year period. Evidence of a shocking lack of adequate treatment and care led the European Association of Zoos and Aquaria to expel the zoo from its membership in 2007. We thank the Ukrainian government for its investigation and the animal rights groups for their united voice of concern for the welfare of these animals. May the day soon come when animals can once again live freely in their natural habitats, regarded with respect by humans who allow them to fulfill their divine purpose of sharing love with all beings on Earth.
When we communicate telepathically with the animals, we feel they have so much harmony and peace and so much love that make us love them more. In return, they are bearers of love. They emanate only love, and that only love that I see in them, through them, around them, and from them. And that's why I love them so much. And the animals share this love with all the world. If only we just pay attention, we all have this powerful love in our hearts. But only when we remember and develop our love, then can the planet have a chance to survive.
Beloved golf star Seve Ballesteros remembered. The world champion golfer passed away in his Pedrina, Spain home on Saturday, May 7th, at the age of 54. With an entry into the world of professional golf at the age of 16, Severiano Ballesteros, or Seve as he was affectionately known, was distinguished by his warm-hearted humor and professional passion on the course, as he went on to earn 87 career titles, including a record 56 wins on the European Tour, 2 Masters, and 3 British Opens. He was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame in 1999 and was twice honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the BBC Sports Personality Awards. Our heartfelt condolences to the loved ones of Mr. Seve Ballesteros, whose tenacious spirit will continue to inspire players and spectators alike. May his soul rest serenely in the grace of the divine.
Save our planet. U.S. scientists call on the nation's Congress for more studies about the safety of hydraulic fracturing, a method to increase the extraction of natural gas by using dangerous chemicals that can contaminate drinking water and air and have been linked with fatal cancers and kidney failure.
Save Our Planet, a study of migrating loggerhead turtles, led by graduate student Jared M. Ragland at the College of Charleston in South Carolina, USA, finds significant blood levels of 67 different chemicals used in pesticides and other industrial products.
Warning news! In the Philippines, the nationwide recall of a well-known company's beef and chicken instant noodles after testing showed traces of the potentially lethal salmonella.
Hello there, I'm Mel the Manatee, and I've adopted the earth-saving vegan diet. Today I have an animal companion safety tip to share. It's good to have a photographic record of your cherished friend easily accessible in case you become accidentally separated. For extra protection, the picture can be kept in a waterproof bag. A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now for the weather around the globe.
In medical news, Cuban and British neurologists co-host a forum. The Association of British Neurologists and the Cuban Society of Neurology and Neurosurgery sponsored the Cuba Great Britain Neurology Meeting, held at the Hermanos Amerejeras Clinic Surgical Hospital in Havana, Cuba. The meeting was the first such seminar in Latin America. Talks on epilepsy and Parkinson's disease were presented. Our appreciation, Association of British Neurologists and Cuban Society of Neurology and Neurosurgery, for this informative event. May it lead to more health-benefiting gatherings between your two amicable nations.
In ecology news, a royal crop farm provides income-generating opportunities for villagers in Thailand. The Benyang Royal Project is the nation's first factory to be supplied vegetables and fruit that have been harvested as part of crop substitution projects. These programs were initiated and encouraged by His Majesty King Borombong Adulyadej. The factory produces fruit juice, pickled vegetables and jam. Furthermore, a child nutritional supplement program and community health office are located at the factory. More than 200 families of diverse cultures and faiths live harmoniously in Benyang Village. Our heartfelt gratitude, Your Majesty King Borombong Adulyadej, for this wonderful endeavor. May Buddha bless the gentle people of Benyang with flourishing harvests and happy lives on a sustainable earth. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Indian non-profit Aksha Trust, which has delivered over 1.6 million hot vegetarian meals to people in need. We'll sit in the yard for a while and get some fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more worthwhile news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benefiting news for a better world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Akshaya Trust, which is building a residence for homeless senior citizens in Madurai, India.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Akshaya Trust is dedicated to providing hot vegetarian meals three times a day to homeless individuals in Madurai, India, who often have mental or physical disorders. The non-profit takes its name from the Akshaya bowl in Hindu mythology, which can forever supply food to those in need.
Akshaya was founded in 2002 by Mr. Nayanan Krishnan of Madurai, India. Each morning, Mr. Krishnan and his team begin at 4 o'clock to prepare and distribute veg food to 400 regular recipients. Since January 2003, over 1.6 million meals have been given. In addition, the Akshaya Home for Old People is being built and expected to be completed by early 2012.
The organization has been highlighted in the media, including being designated as one of CNN's 10 heroes for 2010. Mr. Krishnan has said, "I see the soul. I want to save my people." Bravo, Mr. Narayanan Krishnan, on your noble mission. May all precious beings live in dignity and contentment with God's abundant blessings.
And now for some laughter with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "Good Job." It is told in German.
Ein Freund der Familie ist zu Besuch. Joe, was möchtest du werden, wenn du erwachsen bist? Arzt, Rechtsanwalt, Lehrer. Joe, ich möchte Feuerwehrmann sein. Freund der Familie, aber warum das? Joe, ich mag es, denn es ist ein leichter Job. Man braucht nur eine Leiter, klettert hinauf und holt das Kätzchen vom Baum.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on the story of one man's profound near-death experience on science and spirituality. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you, Dr. Anthony D. Sicoria, for sharing your near-death experience with us. Nancy from Argentina.
He tells his story so openly and honestly. I wish everyone could see this program. Isabel from New York, USA.
Friendly Nancy and Isabel, thank you for your warm comments. Dr. Sikoria's recounting of his time in heaven and the many gifts he came back with is surely uplifting. With love and best wishes to you and the kind people of Argentina and the United States.
Do you have a helpline today? We would be delighted to hear your helplines and stories from your area. You can send them to helpline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/helpline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the glory of God.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Sponsors donate over $1 million for the first ever marathon organized in Gaza, Palestine by the UN Relief and Works Agency, with 31-year-old Palestinian Olympic runner Nader Al-Masri winning the race and the funds raised allowing some 250,000 children to attend the UN Summer Games.
With the hope of removing more than 1 million guns from the streets by the end of the year, the Brazilian government embarks on a disarmament campaign, including cash incentives for those who voluntarily relinquish their firearms.
The government of Kazakhstan and the European Union announced plans to work together on a mutually beneficial program in the areas of trade and investment.
To avoid such tragedies as the 2002 slaughtering of Kentucky Derby champion Ferdinand, along with some 10,000 other thoroughbred horses from the U.S. each year, animal welfare organization PETA proposes a mandatory fee to go toward ensuring the horses' care in later life.
Muslim Hagik Shah, a 6-year-old Afghan boy with a rare condition of being born with his bladder outside his body, is reunited with U.S. Army Major Glenn Batchinger, who had found him and arranged for his free surgery in the U.S.
In a joint decision to expand employment opportunities, Germany and Austria remove work permit requirements for citizens from 8 Central and Eastern European Union member states, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Slovenia.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.